Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Flowers Foods, a key player in the packaged bakery industry that many of you might already have on your radar. If you're looking to build wealth through long-term investments, stick around as we dive into what makes this company tick, break down its strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, and give you the insights you need to make informed decisions. Let's get started with a quick overview and then dig into the meat of this analysis. Overview of Flowers Foods. For those who might not be as familiar, Flowers Foods is a major name in the packaged bakery space, operating within the consumer staples sector. They're behind some well-known brands that likely sit in your pantry, think bread, buns, and snack cakes. Headquartered in the U.S., they've built a solid footprint in the industry with a sizable workforce and a market cap that reflects their established presence. Their business model focuses on delivering consistent, everyday products, which ties directly into the stability many long-term investors crave in consumer staples. Now, let's set the stage with some recent context before we jump into the SWOT. Recent news and performance snapshot. Looking at the latest updates, Flowers Foods has been making headlines with their Q4 and full year 2024 earnings call, which dropped some interesting tidbits about their financial health and strategic direction. They've reported growth in both revenue and unit sales, which is a positive signal, though they're not without challenges. We'll get into that shortly. Performance-wise, their stock has shown mixed results across different timeframes. Over the past year, they've had some ups and downs, but they've held their ground compared to broader industry trends in packaged foods. Short-term fluctuations are there, with some volatility in the last few months. But as long-term investors, we're more interested in the bigger picture. Let's break this down further with a detailed SWOT analysis to see where Flowers Foods stands and what could drive its future. Strengths: solid revenue growth. Flowers Foods has shown consistent top-line growth, as highlighted in their latest earnings call for 2024. Revenue increases in both dollars and units signal strong demand for their core products, which is a great foundation for long-term stability in a sector that thrives on reliability. Strong brand positioning. Their portfolio of well-recognized bakery brands gives them a competitive edge. The earnings call emphasized their focus on innovation within these brands, which helps maintain customer loyalty, a key factor for sustained cash flows over the years. Healthy profit margins. Digging into their financials, their gross profit margin stands out as robust for the industry. This indicates they're managing costs effectively while still delivering value, a critical strength for weathering economic cycles. Operational cash flow. Their cash flow from operations looks solid, based on recent statements. This gives them the flexibility to reinvest in the business or return value to shareholders through dividends, which I know many of you prioritize in a long-term portfolio. Weaknesses. One area that raises an eyebrow is their debt-to-equity ratio, which appears on the higher side based on the latest metrics. While they're generating cash, a heavy debt load could limit flexibility if economic conditions tighten or interest rates spike, something to keep an eye on. Margin pressures. Despite strong gross margins, their net profit margin isn't as impressive. The earnings call hinted at challenges like rising input costs or operational inefficiencies that might be squeezing profitability at the bottom line. This could impact future growth if not addressed. Short-term volatility. Looking at performance over the past few months, there's noticeable choppiness in their stock. While we're focused on the long haul, these fluctuations could signal underlying issues or market sentiment that might test your patience as an investor. Opportunities. Innovation and product expansion. Flowers Foods is actively pushing innovation, as mentioned in their 2024 earnings summary. New product lines or enhancements to existing offerings could capture more market share, especially in a space where consumer preferences are always evolving. Think organic or health-focused bakery items. There's room to grow here. Geographic expansion. Their revenue breakdown by region shows a strong U.S. base, but there's potential to tap into underserved markets domestically or even internationally. Scaling their distribution network could be a game changer for future revenue streams. favorable industry trends. The consumer staples sector often benefits from economic uncertainty as people stick to essentials. With Flowers Foods' focus on everyday bakery items, they're well positioned to capitalize on this defensive nature, especially if broader markets get shaky. Valuation upside. Looking at their forward PE ratio, it's within a reasonable range compared to industry averages. If they execute on growth plans, there could be room for multiple expansion, making this an attractive pick for value-focused investors among you. Threats, competitive pressure. The packaged food industry is crowded, and Flowers Foods faces stiff competition from both large players and niche brands. If they can't keep innovating or pricing competitively, they risk losing shelf space, a real concern for long-term growth. Input cost inflation. Rising costs for raw materials like wheat or sugar, as hinted at in their earnings call, could continue to pressure margins. If they can't pass these costs to consumers without losing demand, it's a direct hit to profitability. Economic sensitivity. While consumer staples are generally defensive, a severe downturn could still impact discretionary bakery items like snack cakes. If consumers tighten their belts, Flowers Foods might see softer sales in certain categories. Regulatory risks. Changes in food safety or labeling regulations could increase compliance costs or force reformulations. While not directly mentioned in recent updates, it's an ever-present risk in this sector that could disrupt operations if it materializes. Insights and key takeaways. As we piece this together, Flowers Foods presents a mixed but intriguing picture for long-term investors like yourselves. On one hand, their revenue growth and brand strength are solid pillars to build on, and their focus on innovation could unlock new growth avenues. On the flip side, debt levels and margin pressures are real hurdles that could weigh on performance if not managed carefully. From a valuation standpoint, their forward PE suggests they're not overpriced, which might appeal to those of you hunting for reasonably valued staples in a volatile market. For the short and medium term, keep an eye on how they tackle cost pressures and whether their innovation translates into tangible sales growth. Long term, their ability to reduce debt and expand their footprint will likely be the defining factors. It's not a slam dunk, but there's potential here for patient investors who can stomach some near-term bumps. Conclusion and outlook. Wrapping up, Flowers Foods offers a compelling case for long-term retail investors, with a stable core business in a defensive sector, balanced against some notable risks like debt and competitive pressures. If you're building a diversified portfolio focused on steady growth and income, this could be a name to watch, provided they address their weaknesses strategically. As always, do your own deep dive and consider how this fits into your broader wealth-building goals. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT analysis on MarketSnap. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay engaged with our daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses, available in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, check out the bullet point SWOT on our platform for a quick reference. Drop your thoughts or questions below, and I'll catch you in the next one.